Hello and welcome to the RPPFM Basketball Show. This is your host for tonight, Nathan Jolly. We do have an epic show tonight. We've got some great guests as usual. We've obviously got Mitch. Throwing a shout out to Mitch straight off the bat.
More afternoon, evening. There we go. Back in the studio for another night.
Good job.
Could be back.
After a beautiful, beautiful day. 23 degrees. It's been magnificent on the peninsula.
Awesome day, hasn't it?
We are going to jump straight into it because we do have a big show, the RPPFM Basketball Show, 98.3 FM on your dial, brought to you by Bobcats Basketball and Frankston Basketball, who are powered by Frankston Mitsubishi. But we are going to jump in. We do have a special guest who we are hoping it's going to be a regular guest throughout the year, Mr. Rob Jones from the new recruit from St. Mary's. St. Mary's, now playing for the Frankston Blues. Welcome, Robin. How are you finding Australia?
So far, so good. I've been here about almost 2 months, I'd say. People have been good. It's not my first interaction with Australians, so I didn't have to adjust to understanding what you guys were saying. You guys speak a little differently to me.
And I've noticed that. You've sort of done a double take when I talk. I do mumble. My wife says that you need to be a little bit more clear. But speaking of clear, we do have our regular in-studio guest, Miss Kayla Standish. Welcome, Kayla, to tonight's show.
Thank you. Thanks again for having me.
It's a pleasure. You know that. Been a big week for basketball, big week for hoops on the peninsula. We're going to get James Langford on, the president of Western Port Basketball, after our first break to talk about the tragic news of Western Port Basketball Stadium burning down on Saturday night last week, which wasn't great. But Kayla, I hear you've signed. We got some good news. You've signed a contract next season for the WNBL. You can let our listeners know on that front.
Yeah. Well, I've decided to go back north, go back to the Heat. Back to Townsville with the Fire, the original team I came out to play for. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm pretty excited. They've won the championship back to back the last 2 years. So hopefully I don't bring any bad luck, because the 2 years I played, we made the grand final, didn't win, and then I left and they won it. So hopefully we can get another one.
And you've had a great weekend last weekend down at Tassie. You've had a great, obviously, splitting that weekend, but just from a pure statistic point of view, obviously Townsville had their eye on you throughout this season, and obviously sort of your season with the Lightning. Had discussions been ongoing, or was it something that was wrapped up fairly quickly?
Fairly quickly. The head coach, Claudia Brassard, she was there while I was playing there, and so when she sent me a message, I just basically felt like that was my best option. I don't know if they've actually been watching games or paying attention to the stats of me this season, but if you shoot the ball enough, you're gonna make some points. So
we need a new stinger, a sound effects, Mitch, just the violin, just when when Kayla starts playing the victim. Rob, you love to shoot. Kayla's just trying to work out, shooting's okay. It's one of those things.
I guess so.
But Rob, jumping into you just quickly, you did start the Siebel season with the Melbourne Tigers.
Yep.
A separation there for whatever reason. And Frankston's very, very, very glad to get you on board. How have you found the Siebel? And we're going to talk about a little bit more the road trip on the weekend and the season moving forward, and also the game this weekend against the Kilsyth Cobras. But how have you found the Siebel from a level of competition coming from, the collegiate level, which is a fairly high level in itself?
Well, I found it to be just... It's actually really good. I was surprised, I should say. Really good players on each team. We were talking on the way down, just the IQ level of some of the Australian players is really high. So it makes it fun to play, but very challenging at the same time. So, I'm still learning each team. Like, I don't know every player and stuff like that. So I'm still waking up every week trying to get a hold of things.
And your Frankston Blues teammates, have you found the club to date? And have they been a welcoming bunch?
Oh, no, yeah, we got a great group of guys, So it's been a real easy transition for me. After the last weekend, I kind of just shotgunned into the team, just kind of kind of parachuted in, around, yeah. And making sure I didn't step on any toes and stuff like that. So,
and
I think after this week of practice, people have gotten to know me a little better and understand how I play. So I think we got a good turnout, hopefully, for the weekend.
And it's nice because Kayla's alum, Gonzaga, hate St. Mary's at your college. So you guys are already, you know, I can feel the tension, which is
going to make for an you saw that, right?
Which is going to make for an exciting show. But we do have a big basketball show brought to you by Bobcats Basketball and Frankston Basketball. We are going to get James Langford on the line just after a short break. We're going to welcome again Mike Brookins, the Lady Blues VA Group, Lady Blues head coach, to talk about the road trip down to Tasmania. We're going to talk a little bit of Peninsula basketball. We're going to get our good friend Manny Hendricks Jr. on the line, talking all things Big V. And then we're going to finish the show off with a little bit of NBA, Rob, and I'll be touching on your area of expertise of the playoffs, which is starting to heat up. And I see you're from San Francisco. I see the Golden State Warriors are
the Warriors, baby.
Just got that W over the line without Steph, which is amazing, a great thing. Basketball's in healthy shape in the Bay Area. We actually are going to talk a little bit about the Rob and your introduction to the Siebel Blues men's program. And we didn't your first couple of games last week. really brought the luck to the boys on Friday night. I was down there at Hobart and we were crushed. 85-55, 30-point belting, which for me, I'm actually a junior Blues coach, and the week before, ironically, my team was beaten by 30 points, so I thought there was a bit of a curse that I'd brought to the team.
I hope it's not you, because then...
I hope it's not either, otherwise I'm looking for a new job. And then the following night against Northwest Tassie, going down by about 15 points.
Yeah, it was a better game, but still a tough loss. I mean, for the weekend, like I said earlier, I was just kind of thrown in there. First kind of meeting the guys, didn't really know everyone's name. So it was a quick turnaround for me. I kind of just stayed out in the perimeter, tried to stay out of everyone's way and didn't really know the plays. But I found out we got a lot to work on, which we did. We kind of... touched on that this week. Like I said, it was a tough week. Not much more to say. Like you said, we got that belt in the first night. They're a good team, though. Two really good teams. But I think if we see them down the road later in the year, we'll be a lot better team. So the outcome should be a lot different.
Yeah, and shout out to Siebel. We would have some statistics for you, but unfortunately, they haven't updated their website. So one of those things. But there you go. We'll have to give Paul Maley a call and say, Paul, as you're working the WNBL, getting that up to scratch, can you get our Siebel stats up to scratch? But let's talk about, I guess, after the game on Friday night, Coach Wallace probably wouldn't have been happy. Where do you go as an athlete when, as a team as well, that you've obviously copped one of those things? You've lost by a significant number. Hobart, granted, give them credit, they were pretty good on the night. But 55 points, you'd say there was an offensive issue that night?
You know, you're not going to win many games at this level scoring 55 points. And as you know, as a coach, it's definitely hard to see your team go down like that. So I think he didn't have much to say. He was probably more in shock. But as a group, the boys, you kind of came together after the game, had a meeting, and you said, you know what? It's on us. You know, we weren't there on the split line rotations, the second rotations. It's our defense. That's the first thing we got to fix. And then from there, our shots will fall. Adding me and Corey Maynard into the group kind of just throws the whole team off the swing, their swing of things, you know what I mean? So we got to get in a groove as that standpoint.
But did you watch some of the game, Kayla? Were you on the sidelines?
Friday night. Yeah, we did.
I'd love to hear this.
No, we spent a lot of time yelling at the refs, actually. I mean, here I am blaming the refs this week as well, but... They were pretty bad this weekend, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A lot of no calls in the paint, especially with, you know, poor Dane going up, the only one in the post really going up against any big bodies like that. And yeah, I thought it was pretty bad. Bad reffing.
Yeah, and you may get a fine for that. So,
thanks. I'm glad I didn't say it.
The club will cover it because that was a leading question. But yeah, I don't think the officiating was great. But that's a broken record for me. I think we've gone with three referees when we probably should just go to two referees. I think we've got enough talent for two referees and two good referees. But when you add that third person, I think it becomes a bit of a.
I reckon we just go streetball rules and just no blood. Call your own.
Well, you seem to be getting calls when you just come over the back. That's I hate that when you compete. It's like, just let the girls compete. You know, it's one of those things. But let's talk about the game on Saturday night, because there was a little bit of controversy. Coach Wallace getting tossed out of the game, getting ejected.
Corey started it off.
Surprise, surprise.
Corey Maynard. Oh, bang. Look, we've got a little bit of heat coming from Kayla's end of the studio. But what happened? Talk our listeners through it. I'm following live stats because I was at Launceston watching Kayla take over, hopefully down the stretch to get us that W, which didn't happen. Mm. But talk us through it. So there was a tech foul on Corey, and then it just exploded from there.
You know, I think it kind of snowballed from the night before in Hobart. People were still frustrated about the loss, the foul calls, the situation like that.
And just to explain to our listeners, you had the same referees, don't you? So you had
we had the same referees. Mm. So
same crew goes Friday
and already, and they weren't taking no grief from anyone. So, you know, Corey had few choice words to say, and from there just started off with the one tech. I'm yelling at him from the bench like, Corey, shut up. Hey. There's nothing you can do now. But then he continues on, gets a second tee, gets kicked out. I think at that point we're down like 20 or something. And then Coach Grant continues with the aggression and just is mouthing off two techs right away. And then we give him a couple gimme points for, I mean, shout out to my boy Garrett Jackson. I mean, he got a couple free points off that.
and that must hurt because you're a better player than Jackson in college, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he's scoring more than you on a Saturday night. Does that hurt the pride a little bit?
It doesn't hurt the pride. You know, Garrett's a really good guy, you know. I was talking to him throughout the week and stuff like that, so we were kind of...
I like how you soften that. He's a really good guy, you know. It's like that when you meet
a girl.
But...
I can't talk down on my girls.
She got a great personality.
We're all out here together. We're brothers. So, you know...
Now, see, that's a difference. You're wearing blue now. Like, it is war. It's civil
on
war.
On the court.
We're the north.
On the court is war. On the court is war. We gave him a couple guinea points. And, you know, I think their team is actually really, really good. And he's playing a great role for them. Doing a lot of scoring, a lot of rebounding. So, I mean, they were better that night, so...
You are on the RLP FM basketball show, 98.3 FM or 98.7 FM, depending where you are in relation to Arthur's Seat. Is that right, Mitch?
Yeah, that's right. So 98.7 for about Portsea up to Mornington-ish, and then right down Frankston beyond.
So we go with 98.3. Captain America's listening. He gets confused with the 98.3 or 98.7.
It's not hard to confuse him.
Oh.
Wow. Hey, wow, he came in fired. With the sass today.
We need a knockout. We need a total
no
fight.
Filter, no
He'd
filter.
Be confused who I'm even talking about.
Oh, man.
Bang. Look at that. People at Allensburg, I can hear them cheering from here. They're like, give it to them, Kayla. Give it to them. Good job. For all those that want to check out the Blues weekend down at Tasmania, you can jump on the Blues Media, our YouTube channel, which is doing some great work. Of course, as part of our live streaming, our home games, anywhere on this great planet, you can log in and check out the Blues basketball, which is now an international brand. So you are part of something.
I got to tell my parents. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd love to watch it.
Absolutely. There's Apple, Google, and then there's Blues basketball. RPFM basketball show brought to you by Bobcats Basketball and Frankston Basketball. Let's talk about Rob specifically around you around Saturday night against Kilsyth. You've played Kilsyth now. This will be your second
this
time you played.
My second time playing. Yeah, you played against the first Melbourne. Time at Kilsyth.
How are we going to beat them? What's the keys to success?
Well, the first key is to score more points than that. For right off the bat, we got to score more points.
I knew you're a smart man.
No, but I think. The keys is to stop Kyle, how you say his last name?
Adnam.
He's a really big part of their team, you know. He gets the ball moving. He probes off the screens, get into the paint, scores, dishes off the ball really well. So I think if we could stop him, it kind of limits their offensive game, you know. So that's one of our keys. And they also have a good player inside. Tim Lang, I believe his name is. we just gotta keep the ball at his hands down low, and he's a strong player. I think I just unplugged my headphones.
Yeah, just a little bit of technical difference. Hey, sorry, this is community radio.
Welcome back. Okay, but yeah. So after that, and I also got one import, who I guess last time he played the Blues didn't do too well, but I know against the Tigers he shot the ball really well. So I think he's having a kind of up and down year. He can score for them. But other than that, you know, I think they're a solid team. But I think we match up better with them, you know, all around with Corey, me, Benny, Dane, and then Josh. I think is starting. So I think with that team, we'll be a solid five.
Big weekend down at Tassie. But before we jump into that, we are going to welcome Michael Brookins, the VA Group Lady Blues head coach. Mikey, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
This afternoon.
Afternoon. Yeah,
that's all right. You're tired from your run. I know you like to do your Friday afternoon run. You're with Nathan Jolly, the host of the Basketball Show. You're with Rob Jones and Kayla Standish, who you would know very well from the Lady Blues and the men's program down at Frankston. Mate, we were just talking about the Launceston game. Unlucky on that front, but started the Tasmanian road trip last week on the Friday night. Really in blazing fashion, getting Hobart 105-90, really let the dogs loose, which was fantastic. Kelly Bowen leading that game with 34 points, 6 rebounds, and shout out to Kel, winning player of the week on the back of that. Had a great weekend. What were your thoughts of Hobart and the Launceston game? And we're going to touch on the Kilsyth game shortly, but how was the Apple Isle? And did you get some positive, a positive read out of Friday night? And then obviously Saturday night was one of those games.
Always happy with a win, but to our credit, I think the girls and I both felt that we probably could have played a little bit better. We probably would have been a little bit happier with about 130. But in saying that, I thought a lot of good came out of the game as far as defensively. I think we learned some lessons with their point guard getting loose on us for quite a few points. Applying that definitely this week into Kilsyth, where they have two guards that can really put up some numbers, and then this backing up in Launceston, where they always have a great crowd out there. It's always a hard place to get a win, but to the girls' credit, they gave themselves opportunities to get over the hump. We just couldn't make that one extra play to get us over the hump. But I was happy with the effort, overall effort, and actually with the supporting cast in the first game, I thought we got a huge lift. And sometimes going on a back-to-back and being on a road, your supporting cast doesn't shoot the ball as well and can't back up as much. But like I said, it's a first road trip, Tassie for some of them, and it was a really good team bonding experience also. I think we got better as a group and learned a lot about ourselves, and that'll help us this weekend against Kilsyth.
Now, Kayla's started to chuckle. So, Kayla, you're going to have to... I know what happens on the road stays on the road, but you're going to have to let our listeners know what...
Yeah,
what
no, I think... I think I know what Mike's referring to as in the good team bonding session in the vans. We had some pretty good chats. No more to say about that.
Isn't that nice? I'd like to hear that. Now, Coach Brookins, wearing my GM's hat, you're doing a fantastic job developing our junior Blues players into senior Blues players. And we've just lost Mikey. He is running up Oliver's Hill. He did say that. So, but Kayla, talk about your junior teammates, especially Tegan Fiamengo, who I thought was brilliant last week.
Tegan
took a huge step forward.
She did. Friday night, I mean, like Mike said, just going off that, everyone really contributed Friday night. I mean, we scored 105 points, but I think everybody on the floor scored. So that was brilliant, because that's what we need to be successful. I thought Tegan came on and really... showed some maturity. She took the ball to the rack like a few really hard times, so that was really good. But yeah, I mean, as far as the juniors go, Mike actually said some really nice things about them last night after training, which was I think very well appreciated by all of them, because they all listen. You know, they're all really taking on board what he has to say, because Mike's a very intelligent coach. You know, he knows his X's and O's really well. Last night he kind of made a comment about respecting the juniors, he said, because they're still scared of me, so they're going to do exactly what I say. You know, they're going to be in the right spots at the right time. But I think just credit to them, you know, they're really developing, and I think Kelly and Sammy do a very good job of leading this team and really getting us to gel well. So
and we do have Mike back on the line. Mike, we got you.
Yes, Sorry about that.
No, that's all good. You spoke about that Hobart guard getting off the chain, had 42, 7 of 10 from the three-point line.
Talk about
her. Yeah, look, it was just one of those things. You sort of pick your poison a little bit. She had a night out. How are we going to beat the Snakes, the Kilsyth Cobras, on Saturday night?
I think for us it's about containing Steph Cumming and making someone else beat us. And that's easier said than done. And you're not going to stop Steph from getting her numbers, but if you can just minimize her impact by just making it tough for her, I think that's pretty much the key. Offensively, we haven't had any issues all year. We can put points on the board. It's just whether we can minimize the other team's our opposition's points on the board. But I think the key is Steph. Steph's the head of the snake, and that's what we need to truly focus on.
I like that. I'm bringing the shovel down on Saturday night. But please tell me this week, we've worked on, when we pass the ball to Kayla, are we getting some guards cutting off her, or are we going to get some looks off her when she gets triple teamed?
I think what we'll do is we'll add another body to keeping an eye on her. So the idea is to show her, don't show her any lanes to the basket when she catches. So rotating early in our help, as if she's already made her move, will probably deter her from trying to attack the middle of the floor, which she does pretty well and breaks down our defense, which also leads to more offensive rebounds for the other guards. So we're definitely going to add an extra body to and four or six pairs of eyes on her anytime she catches the ball.
It is going to be a great clash tomorrow night, 5 p.m. at the House of Blues. Frankston Lady Blues sitting third, on the way to playing finals, which is a great thing. The win against Hobart was a positive one in the sense that it's a head-to-head type scenario. They are in our conference. At Kilsyth, they're in our conference as well?
Yes.
Yep. So we went down to them by 11 points last time. Yep, spitballing. So we need to obviously get them head-to-head potentially, but it is going to be a tough run to the end of the season. But Michael, we are going to wrap it up there. Thank you for taking the time of joining us on the RWPFM basketball show.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you tomorrow night, ready to go.
Have a good one, boys.
Mikey didn't sort of touch on, I was asking the question, Kayla, I'm watching last week where you're getting triple teamed and the guards, they're not cutting off you. They're sort of sitting in these low percentage spots. I was hoping you'd start pointing out, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or something. Say, hey, you need to go under the basket because I'm going to pass the ball to you.
I just don't really think I'm that sort of caliber of a player yet, but I'll take Kareem. No, last night Mike actually, again, made some really good points about, moving the ball on offense. Obviously we've got our, three primary players, and I say that with absolute respect for everybody. The way our offense works is, if the three of us, if one of us is shut down, the rest of the offense has to keep flowing, because I like to think that the rest of us, we share the ball pretty well. So when we are getting triple or double teamed, we're able to pass the ball into open positions. And I think our offense, it's a true testament to our offense. If we run the offense well and get it done, getting our spots in the right time, then the ball will be easily shared around.
And I did say to you at halftime of the Launceston game, watching you actually makes people tired. It made me tired. I was there with my wife and she's like, Kayla works really, really hard. And a lot of the time you work hard and it's that rebounding, that competing for the rebound. Often you don't get the rebound, but you just seem to put your hard hat on. Is that something that you sort of developed? Is that a college thing, or is that something you've always done as a player?
Yeah, no, I mean, rebounding's just effort. I mean, there's no skill in rebounding. Obviously, whoever gets the ball on the rebound's the one that got the ball. Like, there's not really any skill to it. But obviously, for me to become a better player, and especially for this team, we need rebounders, and I need to develop that as a post player, because, averaging 5 rebounds, I think, last WNBL season isn't really going to cut it. It's just a mindset, really, going up and getting rebounds. But I was tired. I'm glad you saw that.
Yeah, no. Zara, my daughter went to give you a little a Gatorade, and you just turned around. It's just that game face of I'm in the middle of just getting it done out here. So the last thing you needed was someone sort of over your shoulder chirping away. Rob, do you remember Kayla when she was at college?
A little bit. It's funny. I was talking to Corey about that the other night. We never really watched the girls play.
You wouldn't have had to watch your girls because they lost.
I think they beat you guys.
St. Mary's lost.
They beat us once.
Wow.
One time.
Where's that? Where's that sound effects, Mitch?
I remember it. Unfortunately,
all I know is my senior year, we outright won the conference and the conference tournament. That's all I gotta say. I've beaten the Zags more than a handful of times in my WCC career, from San Diego and St. Mary's.
There's a little bit of trivia with Frank's Where's that violin? There's a little bit of trivia regarding the Franks and Blues and Mark Few's career. In 1998, Gonzaga just changed their coach and Mark Few was appointed. And there was a little team coming from Frankston on a West Coast tour, and one of the first teams we played was Gonzaga.
Really?
Matt
Santangelo.
What's his name? Richie Fromm.
Richie Fromm. Oh, yeah. Shooter. Remember him?
Yeah, we like Richie. Mm-hmm. A Frankston player, Axel Dench, was playing for him. So we rolled in there. They had an 18-year-old little point guard, Frankston did, sitting on the bench watching it all, being very excited. We got done by 50. And it was ugly. Like, we were trying to hide under chairs. We're getting heckled. It wasn't a pleasant experience. But from that point on, Gonzaga never lost. They just kept winning. So I'd like to think that Frankston Blues had some sort of...
Of course you did. Of course
we started that magical run that continues now.
Yeah,
but in saying that, St. Mary's have done a pretty good job in itself.
I mean, I'll give it to Gonzaga. They're pretty good. They're a fair... They're a decent team, you know. But I still got... I got so much love for my Gales. I can't... They shouldn't have lost in the conference tournament this year, too.
But they did. That's all right. That's all right.
We do have Western Port president James Langford on the line after what has been a really great tragedy in local basketball hoops, losing. You know, basketball courts are like hen's teeth. You know, for us, there's a scarcity in available courts because demand is just outstripping supply. Basketball on the Peninsula, Rob, just for your reference and something that you'll probably sleep better tonight knowing that it's just booming. We just don't have enough courts. So for all those local government and state government, federal government representatives listening, we need more courts. And of course, Frankston are about to commence their expansion project later this year. But James, welcome to the Basketball Show. You're with Nathan Jolly, the host, and Rob Jones and Kayla Standish. Welcome.
How you going, guys?
Very good. I think last time we had you on the show, you were in the studio. You were coaching, I believe, at that stage.
Couple of years ago, just as I was about to start coaching the youth league men,
Now we've got you obviously on the show for probably not a it's not a great time for Western Port basketball in a sense, but I'm sure there's light at the end of the tunnel. Can you let our listeners know just I guess the events as of Saturday night to where you are now and the course of action moving forward and how our listeners could potentially support Western Port in this trying times.
Yeah, so obviously very very tragic set of circumstances on Sunday morning, waking up to the stadium on fire and then everything that happened after that with the people involved and whatnot. We've had a lot of meetings over the past week with different stakeholders, not just the basketball club, but there are other clubs also that utilise the venue and look, we're trying to go through all the possible avenues we can to get what was there back as quick as possible and hopefully also look at the different options of maybe expanding the venue over the next 12, 24, 36 months as well. At the moment, I mean, we operate out of 15 different courts, including the two that were at Somerville. So if we can, do the things that we need to do and prove the needs, hopefully we can try and get a bigger facility.
Now, for our listeners, Western Port Basketball Association would be probably a medium-sized association. You're well represented in the Friday night VJBL representative competition with your Steelers program and also the Big V. How many domestic teams would you have for what would be now your winter season?
So domestic teams, I don't actually have the number of teams. Participants we have in our domestic competition over 1,500, which participate each week. Mm-hmm. We then also obviously have our junior rep, which we have 32 teams, which is second biggest on the peninsula, only behind Frankston. We only had the two courts. It's quite it's a big association for in growth compared to what it was two or three years ago. We're growing about 30%,
which is
per annum,
which is the real sort of critical nature of it. That to accommodate 1,500 players participating each week, you know, another segment being a representative program. Are you now talking to council around what the next building looks like? Obviously, losing two courts, it sounded like you probably need four courts to really be at baseline to accommodate the association, also the representative program. Are you now engaging with the three tiers of government to start planning what the next evolution looks like for the Western Port Basketball Stadium?
Yeah, we are, absolutely. We've had meetings with council earlier this week on their thoughts and their plans, and they've left the door open to a lot of different options. As we've discussed, and as I mentioned before, we need to prove that it's a need, not a want. We've also sat down with local government, with Neil Burgess, and in talks with Greg Hunt's office as well, as how they can assist. And then we're also having conversations with Basketball Victoria in the way of, you know, the different opportunities and stuff with Wayne Bird from Basketball Victoria, who's the manager of facilities and government relations. So we're putting all the wheels in motion. It's still probably a week or two away before we get a real clear idea of what everyone sort of wants, what we can get, what we need. The surprising thing actually is that next to the original stadium, there was actually the provision for two more courts that you can see in the original plans from 20 years ago, and the pipework and the ground was already prepared for those extra two courts that that have not gone in yet. So look, the infrastructure's there to do it. As I said, we just got to prove the need and go through all the right avenues and tick the right boxes, and hopefully we get a bigger facility. But look, worst case scenario, what was there will be rebuilt, and that's one thing that'll be assured from council, that there won't be any downsizing. So
which sounds that's needed. You are on the RWPFM Basketball Show with James Langford, the president of Western Port Basketball, talking about the tragic news of their stadium burning down on Saturday night. And being myself going through it, James, with Frankston Basketball, the process of facility planning and expansion, it is a long road. So hopefully it can be fast-tracked under these circumstances. And if there's anything our listeners can do, it's probably to send a letter to the Mornington Peninsula Shire to say, get moving, get Western Port more courts and kick in some money, because that's normally the first domino to go down. You need the local government to commit and kick in some funds, and then the state and the Fed should be matching that. Mate, are you allowed to talk about how it happened? Are we allowed to talk about that, or is that a criminal investigation at the moment?
No, as far as I'm aware, we can talk about how it happened. It's all obviously alleged at the moment, and the people involved obviously will do have a court date next month. But as far as we are aware, the fire was purposefully lit by a young teenager. We don't believe that it was on purpose to burn the building down, but unfortunately, just a split second decision that really hasn't been thought through, and this has happened because of it. So all you need to do is just take that extra, you know, 5 seconds to think about really what you're doing and the consequences that could happen. Because we've all done silly things. We've all done things that, you know, we haven't been caught out on. But sometimes you make the wrong decision, and it leads to things like this.
And disappointing thousands of players, and you're talking about young boys and girls, you know, elite talent, men and women. It's not like it's just, you know, an isolated sort of, you know, it's going to impact a few people. It's thousands of people, and sounds like you've got the job at hand, and it sounds like you're across it, but it's obviously going to be a big job. And if there's anything the Basketball Show can do, mate, let us know, because we're all about Peninsula Hoops.
Thank you, mate. We will be launching a fundraising program early next week, which we'll start, you know, trying to fundraise some money just to get our office staff back up and running, because as you know, in the fire we have. We have lost everything. We're going through our insurance at the moment, but that is always a process. So we'll start a fundraiser next week. Southern Peninsula have been very accommodating with allowing us to utilise Hillview Stadium in Rosebud for our Big V games, and Germana Basketball Stadium for our VJBL games on a Friday night. So next weekend we'll have a Big V doubleheader with our men and women, out of Hillview Stadium. The plan is at this stage that we will open the doors up to everyone, so free entry, and then we'll have some donation things and different fundraisers and things like that at that game, and then they'll obviously progress into the future as we get a really good understanding of how much money we need to raise and what funding we can get and what difference we need to make to hopefully do what we can to get the bigger facility.
Fantastic. And make sure you tap into that Australian Sports Commission's fundraising fund, that make sure that tax deductible donation over $2 is in place, mate. And I think you'll find that people will be happily or more motivated to give. But thank you for your time, James. I know you're a busy man. I've seen you on every major media outlet throughout this week. So you are a star of the peninsula.
I still have a real job as well.
Yeah, fancy that. But thanks again, and we look forward to you keeping us updated on the rebuild of Somerville Basketball Stadium, the home of the Western Port Steelers and the Western Port Basketball Association, because you are a critical element to Peninsula Hoops, and all the best with it, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
And that was James Langford, the president of Western Port Basketball. Tragic news, losing the stadium. It was one of those things. I woke up Sunday morning down at Launceston. Wasn't great getting the text messages. Looking for a little bit of feedback from Kayla and Rob, who are busy just checking out the news on Facebook of the burnt down. Yeah, it's
That's terrible news. Like, I mean, my heart just goes out to those people. Like, I mean, I just would feel helpless in that situation, and my heart's definitely with Western Port.
Rob's looking at me like, "Am I in trouble?"
Hey, no, it was actually
welcome
news
to community radio, mate.
I'm not hip to the Australian news. It's sad to hear, and especially losing basketball courts. But
I like
it's
that
bad for that community.
I'm not hip. There you go, jiving. So, yeah. And why I'm getting you the ball now, Rob, is that we're going to talk about a little bit of NBA.
Let's talk about the Cavs yesterday. What a performance they put on.
What happened with the Cavs? I didn't see it.
They hit 25 threes. I think how many was it in the first half? It was a dominating performance.
And, wow.
You know, it's always good to see my boy Deli's team do well. So,
was it they playing Atlanta?
Huh?
Were they playing Atlanta?
Yeah, they're playing Atlanta. Yeah, it was an ugly game for Atlanta, but you know, it was
25 threes. That's good going. That's good going.
They shot the ball over like 55% or something.
So let's get the vault out, Mitch. So let's talk about the Western Conference finalists. Who you think is going to be playing off for the Western Conference?
Well, it's tough to say. If when Steph's out, you know, I mean, they're still a good team. But I think they're 2-0 still in their series for my team, the Warriors. But you know, if it's up to me, I say the Spurs and the Warriors in the Western Conference.
I like that, Mitch. See, Mitch now is coming off picks. He's anticipating what his defender's doing. He's not curling anymore. He's flaring when the defender goes under it.
I understood all of that.
Yeah, yeah. We love Mitch. Yeah. And then the East Conference. Are we going Cleveland? Are Cleveland going to get there?
I'm gonna go with Cleveland, and then who else? To be honest, I have no idea who else is in the Eastern Conference right now.
Such a West Coast centric bloke.
You know, it's all about the
I like
West Coast.
It. I know. It's good. There's San Fran, and then there's just towns around it, and then there's just like, you know,
exactly. You know what?
The demarcation line in the Midwest.
I think you got it.
I like that. Mr. Manny Hendricks, it's like he's everywhere. He's advertising the show. Now he's going to be a live guest on the show. Mr. Manny Hendricks, welcome.
How you doing today, Nathan?
Good, good. You're with your host, Nathan Jolly. We have our in-studio guests, your old sparring partner, Kayla Standish, and new Blues import, Rob Jones, who I'm not sure if you've met Manny yet, Rob?
I don't think so, no.
No, you'll...
I don't think we've met each other, but how you doing today, Rob?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right.
There you go.
We love Manny. Manny was a founding host of the basketball show, really held this show together for at least 2 years, Manny.
Yeah, I love the radio show going on there talking basketball with you guys.
I remember that Christmas show where it was just you and Mitch in the studio.
Oh yeah, and that might have been my favorite episode.
You just went through the Rolodex and you're just phoning people in the states and phoning people locally. That was that's still
you
a highlight.
Get it done somehow.
Did that make the highlight show last week, Mitch?
Maybe I don't know. I don't think so. We'll see.
Oh, we had a highlight show.
We did, yeah, because I was down in Tasmania and Bobby Dazzler couldn't run it himself, unfortunately. Shout out to Darren Marnie Walsh out there in the Bobcatmobile.
I was just with Darren at Casey doing an assembly for his starter program, basketball starter program. So I was just with the great man riding around in the city in the Bentley.
Okay. Well, they have school up until 6 p.m. at night, do they?
No, they it was this morning.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Nice. We just touched on the NBA, and we're going to get to it really, really quickly, just to put a footnote to that. In the vault, who you think is going to be playing off in the Western and the Eastern Conference Finals?
Oh, man. All right. Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wow.
Versus Golden State Warriors, of course. And the Eastern Conference, I'm going Cavs Heat.
The Heat?
Yeah.
Is that UConn guard still playing for the Heat?
What UConn guard?
Little guard that LeBron brought in. What was his name?
North Cole?
No.
Shabazz Napier. That's no, it. He got traded.
Where's he at now?
Shabazz Napier is with...
Washington?
A great question.
Anyway, I like Shabazz's game. He's tough. But, mate, we've got you on to talk all things Big V. Okay. And... the crew's going to fire you some questions. Kayla's taking the gloves off today. She's swinging. She's coming out firing. But how are the Collingwood All-Stars going, first and foremost?
We're doing good. We're sitting tied for second on the ladder, so we're not doing too bad so far in the first six games of the season. Play again on Saturday, so we're looking to go for three straight wins.
Man, you're bringing that winning culture to that program. Maybe those rumors were right over summer. You should have been at the Blues.
Hey, you know, I am where I am, so I'm happy here. The Blues are doing well.
No, we are. We're in good hands. Your boy Blackley's doing great things. And
yeah, I just saw Steve too, so give Steve a little shout out. I was just at Frankston here. It's going to get some shots up. But they have the All Abilities Tournament going on right now, so it's cool to see those kids out there having some fun.
Every Friday, Frankston Basketball, the largest participator of All Abilities program. So doing great things, Frankston Basketball. But let's talk about Somerville Stadium burning down really quickly. We just had James Langford on the line. Tragic news for the Western Port Steelers, that occurring. And, they're talking about a fundraiser next week. I'm sure you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there. I mean, I spent 2 years there. They gave me the opportunity to play there. So to wake up to a half, and I was getting calls at 7 o'clock in the morning from people, and I was ignoring them because it was too early. And I was mad my phone was on loud. But then once I answered it, they kind of told me what happened. And you got on the internet, and you've seen all the posts about it, and it's sad, you know, that a lot of kids, how many lives is that going to affect? You know, but I have mm-hmm. no doubt in my mind that they'll rebuild and the community will come together. And I know Chelsea has put their hand up to help out, and Southern Penn is helping out. Mornington and all those guys are trying to help out to keep these kids playing basketball and keep them active and involved in something. So that's the main thing that's going on, that you don't want kids to really have to suffer as much and not be able to play in games and lose the desire to play basketball. So I'm glad that all the associations around it are putting their hand up.
Absolutely. Now, Kayla, you're putting your hand up. You want a question for Manny?
Yeah, just about the Big V, Manny. Who have you got this weekend, and what are the keys in winning this game?
This weekend we have Maccabi, and I think this is a trap game for us. They're struggling right now at the moment, but, you know, we can't overlook them. I think if we can execute on the offensive end, last week we're in a close game and we had a lot of wasted possession, a lot of quick shots. So I think we really have to focus on execution. If we come out and execute, then the game should be over with pretty fast.
All right.
Execution. Now, I like that. For our listeners, how are you going to have an influence in that?
You know, being a point guard, just getting everybody in the spots and making sure that the team is running fluently and at the same time still being able to produce and put some numbers up.
I like that. Simple. Simple. Manny, we are going to have to wind it up there. We are literally got 5 minutes to go until the show's over. We've got a track coming. Thank you again for your time. Sounds like the Big V's up and about. Sounds like the Collingwood All-Stars are up and about, sitting second on the ladder. You're doing some wonderful work.
Appreciate it.
Shout out to your dad as well. I know he live streams Manny Hendricks Sr.
Oh, yeah. He's great definitely man. He's definitely waiting for that FaceTime right after the game. So, all righty, guys.
Very good.
Thank you for the phone call.
No worries. That was Manny Hendricks, former import at Western Port, so that's why he's got a little bit of background on the Western Port scenario and situation, and now doing some great work with the Collingwood All-Stars in the Big V, Division 2. Just for your little bit of basketball landscape for you, Rob.
Still getting the handle on everything.
Yeah. Exactly. Mitch, we're almost at time, aren't we?
I think so.
The show's just...
the track.
Yeah, oh well, play the track, but it's... you can play the intro of the track.
Time goes fast.
It takes a little bit. But thanks again for our guests, Rob Jones, Senior Men's Import. Going to go for 40 on Saturday night. That's what he told me on the way here, Kayla. Kayla Standish, who is just continuing to really do great things for the Lady Blues. It's you're doing a good job, Kayla. We're very happy we've recruited you.
Thank you, Nathan.
You're a star. James Langford, of course, from Western Port Basketball, the president. Remember, for all those that can't get to the game on Saturday night against Kilsyth tomorrow night, 5 p.m., 7 p.m. are the tips, the women at 5, the men at 7 p.m. You can live stream. So all those people back home, if you want to see Kayla get it done and Rob get it done, you can live stream via Blues Media, and that'll be commencing at 5 p.m. with two great commentators in Paulo Kennedy and also our own Steve Blackley, who loves to talk, Steve. So he's a natural.
Does he? I didn't notice.
This has been the RLPFM Basketball Show, brought to you by Bobcats Basketball and Frankston Basketball. Enjoy your weekend. It's been a great day. Tomorrow's going to be a great day of hoops at Frankston Basketball, the primary school going on. Unfortunately, Zara's Jolly's last game. So shout out to Zara. See you next week.